Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jorge Bassantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Jorge Show.
Hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Wow. I am stunned, okay? That was very interesting. Thank you, Peanut, for that. So let's see here. Hello everyone. I'm a little off course here because that was a very interesting intro that I got to listen to before my show. That got me in a mood. So let's see here. Welcome to the Josie Show. I'm so glad you guys are joining me tonight. We're here live tonight from our Josie Show studios in Chicago, and I hope you guys had a great week and loved our anniversary show last week. It was a lot of fun. I had so much fun. So, we are on year number 4, and it feels great. So we have a very awesome show for you tonight. So now let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. Here's what I got planned. Okay, so it's a very, very busy night. I have 3 amazing guests joining me tonight for interviews, and I have great music as well. Tonight my guests are all the way from Norway, singer-songwriter Layla Hansen. I have also a singer-songwriter Myra Roland, and from Texas, singer-songwriter Roel Solis. So it's going to be very, very fun. And also, additionally...
Hey, Josie.
Yes?
You want a taco or want a Taco Bell? We could get you one.
No, thank you. I'm not really feeling so good tonight, so no tacos for me. A little sick tonight.
You're not going to, like, throw up, are you?
We will have to see, so stay tuned for that. You never know. If you hear some, like, puking noise, then you know that's me, so you never know. Stay tuned. Also, additional news, after our show airs live each Friday night, such as tonight, it'll re-air on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now Radio and Cowgirl Divas Radio at 1 p.m. Eastern each week. You can tune in there at www.fc.com. WNR.net. And we're very excited to have our show rebroadcasted on their network, so special thank you to them. And every Monday at 4 p.m. Central Time Zone, some of our best past episodes will air on Radio Musicians Music at www.radio.musiciansmusic.net. So check that out. So you can check out all of our all of these networks at our network tab on our site at www.josieshow.com to find out how you can hear all of our past episodes of The Josie Show. So, yes, it's very, very easy. And also, we need your votes. Let me just start there. We need your votes for the 2012 Annual Podcast Awards. So please go to podcastawards.com and vote for The Josie Show under the Entertainment category. It only takes a few seconds, and we would really appreciate it. Nominations end on Monday. So we thank you guys so much in advance for your help on that. We've been nominated 2 years already in a row, so a three-peat would be awesome. That would be really cool. Yes, a three-peat, exactly. Yes, my producer's like, three-peat. Yep, it's going to happen. It will, hopefully, maybe. Help us out. So tonight we also have a great featured song of the week to play for you from our show friend Wally Montgomery, so make sure you stay tuned for that one. We put a new very inventive twist on a song that you guys all know, and you guys will love it. And also, October is National Bullying Prevention Month. This is very important. So we will chat about that a little bit later in on the show so as well. So that'll be awesome. So if all goes according to plan, it'll be a really it's going to be a really great show. And if not, then it's funny. So it's okay. It's a win-win. It's a win-win for you guys. So it's definitely going to be an awesome show. So stay tuned for the whole thing. Is my first guest here?
Hey, Josie.
Yes, hello. Yes.
There's a picture of my band on a video player right now.
Oh, I don't even see it. My computer is, like, going so slow right now.
You should join the band. You could play cowbell.
We will definitely see, but I really want to get to my guest. I don't want to keep him waiting. So thank you for calling in, but I really want to get to my guest because it's going to be a very, very, very busy show. So we got to keep a fast pace here. So is my first guest here? All right, everyone, please welcome my first guest, Layla Hansen, to the show. I'm very excited. Hello.
Hello,
Layla Hansen. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Good. I'm very excited to talk to you. It'll be fun.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for asking to come here to you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no problem. So let's just get started here with some basic questions. Can you tell us when you started making music, when you first started making music?
Yeah, I think I was about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I started to sing, I played with my father
mm-hmm.
at home, and after that I have an arrangement in the Red Cross in my old community.
Very
so
cool.
I have a song I performed there, had a performance
mm-hmm.
there. It was great. So later in my teens, I performed now and then with a local troubadour.
Hmm.
And
you've been just doing your thing. You've been constantly working.
yes.
I love that. And as you mentioned, you have a musical family, right? I mean, you have some family also has some music in your blood.
Yes, I have. My father mm-hmm. he played on most of instruments. So my interest for music came naturally, yes.
Yeah.
He played
oh,
old, yeah. But he played old classic music, not country music.
Oh, really? So he was more in the classic kind of highway, and you went the country route.
Yes, he was that.
How cool. And can you tell us a little bit about finding a love for country music in Norway? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, there's many people in Norway that like country music, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very, very cool. And so who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you listen to?
Most of... you think of my fans? My favorite, yes, is Patsy Cline. I listen to her, Loretta Lynn, the old classic country music artist.
Oh, yeah, the great. That's what I call
them. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, can you tell us a little bit about your debut album, Never Again, or any other music you currently have out?
Yes, I do that record in 2003. It's 9 years ago now. So it's a long time ago. I have no plans for this album, but I got a very good reception from fans and critics.
Yeah.
So after the records, I had some performance on the Norway Country Meeting at Brain, Vigeland and Stavanger, and in some church concert and a private arrangement and more. And so now I think maybe I want to do a new album.
Yeah.
Because it's so long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Many people said you must do a new album, Laila, and I plan to do it. So I hope I can be finished in the spring of 2013.
Mm-hmm. You really should. You really, you definitely should put out a new album for all of your, fans and the new listeners. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hope that.
Yes. Me too. but I really am excited because I have some songs of yours tonight that I would really love to play here. So can we start with your song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and we'll be right back, okay?
Oh, thank you. We'll
thank you. Let's do it. Let's play it. Here we go. By Lil Hannah. Beautiful song. That was Just a Closer Walk with Thee by Layla Hansen, and we're chatting with her right now. You have a comment here in the chat room that I would really love to read for you. Reba Fan 4 Forever says, you remind me of Patsy Cline.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you.
That's a really great compliment.
Oh.
Love it.
Very good compliment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Very neat.
My English is not so good, Josie, but I hope you understand what I say to you tonight.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said my English is not the best.
Oh, no, it's not. I love it. I love accents. Don't worry about it.
Okay. That's
yes,
good.
No problem. I understand you perfectly clear. My headset's just going crazy, and I'm hearing weird noises.
Okay.
But it's okay. It's a little haunted. So can you – oh, yes, we have a caller. I'm very excited. So let's put our caller on. Don from Keeping It Country, I believe, is on the line. Do I have the thumbs up? Oh, right, I'm right. Okay, Don, hello.
Hey, how are you, Josie?
I'm doing great. We have Layla Hansen on the line.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to call and say hi to Layla because she always posts on my group, and I love the way she sings, and I told her I would try to call in when she was on her show. So I really appreciate her doing a show because it shows that country music's alive all over the world, not just in the South or in the Southwest or Southeast. It's alive all over the world. And people like Layla keep it going. Layla and Stefan, both from Norway, are awesome singers, and I appreciate it, Layla. Thank you.
Oh, Layla, you still with us?
Hey. Yes, I had Don speaking. Oh, thank you very much. Stay to Don for me. I love to sing, and I think it's a very good to get this comment back.
Absolutely.
Oh, I have a problem with the contact in my ear here for the telephone.
Yeah, I just told you that it was great to have you and Stefan in Norway doing what you do for country music because it helps out all over the world. There's good country music everywhere, not just in the United States, but it's actually everywhere, which is really awesome. When you get into a group and you realize how much good talent there is all over the world, that it's really great to hear you, and I appreciate it when you post on my group. So I just wanted to tell you thank you, and I want to tell Josie thank you for having such a great show.
Awesome.
You
thank
must say
you.
Thank you to Don and this group, Keeping It Country, is very good for me. I like to send my music there, and I have some good comments, and you must say hello from me to him. He's very nice. He's a very nice guy. Very nice guy.
Dan, you are a very nice guy.
I'm going to go back to bed. I've got some food poisoning, so I'm just going to go back to bed. I just had to call in and tell you ladies hi, and you have a great show, and Layla, keep on singing. Better make another CD.
Yes. You must say hello to him, and thank you very much for the comment. And,
all right.
I love to speak to him on the group.
Absolutely, Don. Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much, Don, for calling in, even though you're sick. I hope
you
feel better.
Ladies, you ladies have a good night.
Oh, you too.
Yeah,
bye. It's really, really hard, especially over the phone. We're all talking over each other. I know it's crazy. Over the phone
interview.
I have
a problem with my telephone, so I
oh,
can
it's
hear
no problem.
Everything. Okay, I think it's okay now, Josie.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah,
yeah.
You sound much better now.
Yeah.
So yes, and also I was wondering, can our listeners still purchase your first CD? Where can we go to purchase it?
What do you say? I didn't. Tell
where
you
can we go to buy your CD?
Yes, you can buy it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can contact me on Facebook. My CD. Only sell my CD there.
All right, so Facebook, and I'll post all of
Facebook,
the links.
Facebook, yeah.
Awesome, that's the one place.
And there's no problem.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the
just
one place for sure you agree.
Yeah.
Cool. And also, I would really love to play your next song of the night, Rock at the End of My Rainbow. Ooh, I love that. I love that name. Very
yeah,
cool.
Thank you.
Yes, anytime. Let's play that right now, and we'll be right back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
I found a rock at the end of my rainbow.
With her right now, and the last question we have for you, because we are running out of time, I was wondering, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
I like very much sport.
Sports? What kind of sport do you like?
Yeah. Yes. When I was a little girl, I was with a group in my home place. And I was a runner there in my club.
Really?
Yes. I liked it
really?
Very much. And now when I grown up, I have a group in my place, in my place there in community. And we walk about 5 kilometers every day.
Yeah.
And I like to go to fitness center, and I like to swim. So that's what I do. And I have a dog, big dog, yeah. So I go with him every day. So I like this very much.
Very cute.
Sport is my, after the music, the sport is my best hobby. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You're a very outdoorsy person.
Yes,
you're really out there, crazy person. I like that. And I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. I had so much fun talking to you.
Thank you, and Yossi, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. And you can come back anytime. I had a blast chatting with you. You're so sweet. You're so cool.
Thank you very much for coming. And good night.
Good night. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Layla Hansen, all the way from Norway. That's amazing. I think that is just so, so cool that she would take the time, because I know we're different time zones, way different time zones. So that is very, very cool. She's so sweet. So let's see here. There's something else that I really want to talk to you guys about here, and it's very, very important, and you guys all know about it. It is October is National Bullying Prevention Month. So please take a listen to this.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives, even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
And that was my PSA that you guys just heard for bullying prevention, and I thought it was very fitting because it is October, October is Bullying Awareness Month. So I thought it was very, very fitting and important, and I hope you guys liked that PSA. And if you know anybody that's being bullied, please help them. Don't just ignore them. And I know bullying happens in different forms, in different ways. I've been there. I've been bullied in school. And so it's very important to have someone that you can have. And also I want to make sure you all are aware of a great group on Facebook that Patricia Noren does a great job with. To find it, just type in Let's Stand Together, Stop the Bullying in the search bar to find the group and join. So special thank you to her and everyone in the group for supporting and bringing awareness to the senseless act of bullying. So reach out to anyone that you feel needs your help this month and get them in a safe situation. So thank you guys so much, and please, please do that. Remember, it's called Let's Stand Together, Stop the Bullying. So please do that. So let's see here. I think our next guest has arrived. So let's get to the switchboards here. My producer's running everywhere. So everyone, please welcome my second guest, Myra Rowan. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. It's good to be on your show. I appreciate it very much.
Oh, I appreciate having you on. Thank you guys. Thank you so, so much. We're going to have so much fun.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I know everyone is very excited to get to know you a little bit better, so let's start here for the basics. When did you start making music?
Oh, I started when I was about 3 years old. I just got up and started singing in the car, and Mama said I've just been doing it ever since. So.
That's so cute.
Just kind of natural.
It does. That is very, very, very cute. I could just imagine 3 years old just singing in the car to whatever song you're listening to. That has to be a camera moment.
Oh,
right,
yeah. It was probably Loretta Lynn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell my age a little bit. So.
Totally. And, of course, Loretta Lynn. But who else do you like to listen to? Who are your biggest musical influences?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm a huge Crystal Gayle fan. I'm more inspired by her. I mean, Loretta Lynn, yes, but her sister just really, you know, to me is more my inspiration, and I love Tammy Wynette, and I like a lot of male singers. I'm a Merle Haggard kind of girl, and George Jones, and Willie, of course. So.
Oh, yeah. The greats.
Yeah.
That's what I call those.
Exactly.
I love it. I was reading your resume, and it is very, very impressive. Can I just say
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've opened up for just some great, great, amazing, talented people. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I've been very blessed over the years. My manager, Sonny Foster, that I've worked with for about 10 years now, he's been able to get me out and meet new people and open for some great acts such as the Bellamy Brothers, T. Graham Brown, Mo Bandy, you know, just to name a few. I mean, that's just a few on the list that getting to open for. And actually, we have a gig November the 17th coming up where I'm going to get to open for the great Ray Price. So that's a huge honor for me, and it's for a great, great cause for the Wounded Warriors in Eastland, Texas, is where the where it's going to be at, coming up on November 17th. So I'm just honored.
Yeah, that is amazing, and I love those kind of fundraisers and benefits and stuff. It's kind of a win-win.
It definitely is. And my dear friend Robin Young, he's the son of the great Farron Young. He's also going to be there. So I'm just tickled to be around such fantastic people.
Absolutely. That's going to be a really great event.
Yes.
Very, very cool. And I want to talk a little bit about your music now, because you are an amazing, amazing artist. Can you tell us about some of... Yeah, anytime. It's true. We're fans. Can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now?
Yes, we've currently got out a new CD. It's called, title track's called Tonight, Darlin'. And this stuff on this CD, we have just been really, really amazed with. We got some good songwriters, and they submitted us some really good material, because it's got that good old Texas swing that's, you know, if you can't tell, that's where I'm from. It's Texas. But it's got some good old Western swing on it, you know, and it's all stuff written for the album. You know, there's one on there in particular that my dad wrote that I'm pretty proud of. But other than that, you know, it's just an album that we kind of branched out on, and we were able to do stuff that we wanted to do on this one. So
that is
it's been
so
a blessing.
Cool. Yeah. Then this one must be really special to your heart, especially with your dad writing one of the songs on it. I didn't know he's a songwriter.
Yes, he is. All I do is sing, but my sister plays a guitar, and my dad could write, and God rest his soul, but he could write.
Musical family.
Yeah.
Really cool. I love that. There must be a lot of music in that household.
Oh, yes, there is. Even my children sing.
There you go. See, one of these days I could see a tour in the future, you and your kids on the road. Let's do like a Judd kind of type thing. You never know.
There we go, yeah.
You never know what could happen. But I'm very excited. I really want to play your first song here that you mentioned, Tonight, Darlin'.
Yes.
Yes, and I will be right back, okay? Let's play.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Tonight, Darlin' by Myra Rowland.
Mom's divorce.
Tonight, Darling by Myra Rowland, and we're chatting with her right now. So there are some comments in the chat room for you that I would love to read here.
Okay.
Bearcat. I'm sorry, I've seen the wrong name. Whew. Tim Garman says, "Love your singing, Myra."
Oh, wonderful! Thank you so much.
And Tina here says, "Beautiful voice." True.
Awesome.
I agree.
That's
I agree
so
with
neat.
That. Very, very beautiful song. And voice. It's amazing. And I was wondering, where can we go to purchase all of your music?
Well, anybody that's interested, I have my first and second CD for sale on my website, and they can go to www.myraroland.com, and Roland is spelled R-O-L-E-N. So www.myraroland.com. And,
perfect.
They can purchase it there, and I'll get it sent to them.
Love that. It's very easy. You don't even have to leave the house. It's perfect.
Nope. Don't got to do nothing.
Yes. It is very, very perfect, and we'll actually post the links after the show for you guys.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, anytime. We'll post that one, but along with that, is there any social networking sites where fans can chat with you and get to know you a little bit better?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. They can look me up. I have my page on there and my regular, but my regular thing, whatever you call it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So,
very
I mean,
well
either
said.
Either
I don't
one.
Know what else. Perfect. 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 Awesome. So I will definitely get those links out after the show so you guys can easily find Myra. So we'll do that, no problem. So the next song I would really love to play of yours is called Peace of Heaven.
Yes.
And we'll be right back, okay?
Woo. Okay.
All right. Here we go. I'm very excited. Let's play it now.
God had a piece of heaven left over and held it in the palm of his hand. Put a lone star up above it and set it down beside the Rio Grande. He made the horns on the steers a little longer, put thorns on the black chaparral, set the tumbleweeds to blow, said the wind would make them roam, and chase the diamond back along the trail. He put the cotton eye Joe in the fiddle, twisted mesquite for barbecue, made the yellow roses grow, San Antonio for the Alamo, 1,100 springs for the brew. This land needs its own kind of music, so he willed a man named Bob to bring the song. He put the cotton eye Joe in the fiddle, twisted mesquite for barbecue, made the yellow roses grow, sent it home for the Alamo, 1,100 springs for the brew, and 1,100 springs for the brew.
And the giggle at the end.
Yeah, that one was so much fun to record.
I can tell just by your voice that you're having just so much fun with it. And there's really no way you can sing this one and not just completely dance and lose control.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I'm all over the stage when I sing that song because it's so much fun to just perform it and see everybody's faces, to interact with the audience and see them dance. So that's a lot of fun.
I could just imagine. This is probably one of those songs that you can get the most people on the dance floor for. This is one of those
You'd
songs.
You'd be surprised. Boy, there's some people down in Fort Worth that can really cut a rug to that one.
I like it. Very, very.
Thank
steep.
You.
Very, very cool. And that was Peace of Heaven, everyone, so you guys can check that out. Go searching for it if you love it. I know you guys are all going to go searching for it. That's why I had to say that once, twice. Let's see here. Tim Garman says that he will look you up, so he will add you on Facebook and all the other fun stuff. Got a new fan.
Wonderful.
Perfect. He can never get enough of those.
That's right.
Yes. So also, I was wondering, have you met anyone that has just made the biggest impression on you in your career? Anyone that gave you just the best advice?
Oh man, I've met so many people that's given me, you know, great advice. But you know, it just all goes back to the most, like I said, the most person who's always been there for me with my singing has been my mom. You know, so she's the one, she's my rock. She's who I go to when I have a problem or if I'm down or if I need, you know, just anything. So that's, but I've met so many wonderful people in this business. I mean, it's just kind of hard to pinpoint one particular person, you know, because I've not met anyone I haven't liked.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
yes.
This is a tough business, and you know that as well as I do, so.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you've been doing really good, and the mama is a good answer because that's what my mom is to me, too. She can't go wrong with the mom.
Exactly, that's right.
Exactly. And also I was wondering what kind of things you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music.
Well, when I'm not working on my music, I'm pretty much a mama. I focus on my two kids and my daughter. She's a cheerleader. She's 14, and she's in everything. So I'm pretty much with her. And then my son, you know, he's my little smart one. So, so I'm just
cute.
A mama. That's my hobbies besides singing. So
that's a good hobby.
Yes, it is.
Very
it's the
cool.
best in the world.
Absolutely. And I always love to ask these, this kind of question to, mothers and fathers and who are also in the music business, because I know how hard it can be. Well, I don't, because I'm only 17, but I can imagine. but I was wondering, would you ever want, you know, your son or daughter to ever be in the music business? Or,
oh,
you know,
yes. If that's what their heart desires, I would back them 100%, whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one thing. I never stand in the way of what my kids want. So.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I would
so cool.
support them 100%.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like your daughter's going to want to be a cheerleader when she's older, so that's a good round. That's a good one. That's so cool. And also, I was wondering, I have a fun question for you.
Sure.
Do you have any on-stage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
Love this question. I have had so many embarrassing moments. I can't even count it. I have turned the mic off so many times and kind of fallen off and stumbled off stage. I mean, it's just countless. I mean,
oh, I know.
So I've embarrassed myself plenty.
You're human. No problem.
Yes.
I love that question because you could just imagine all of the answers I get for that one. Just imagine.
I've had so many, it's hard to pinpoint one in particular.
Well, it's all good because you are human, and that's what I love about that question is because, you know, people see artists and stuff, and they're like, oh, they're all perfect and stuff on stage, but, there's always those moments. I mean, it's funny because the first time I performed, it was my first performance, and I was so nervous. And when I was getting down off the stage, I, like, literally tripped. It was so embarrassing. I've been there, too, okay?
Yes. You get
crazy.
To wearing those big, big, really high heels. Yeah, it's easy to face plant in those.
Yes. And I do not like heels at all because I just am so afraid of, like, falling in front of people, which I had every right to be nervous about. But my mom is like, you got to wear those pretty little heels. So, I did, and that's what happens.
Oh, yes.
Yes, as my mom giggles in the background. So also, I was wondering, I got questions in the chat room that I want to get to. All right, let's do that. Awesome. So let's see here. Bearcat 2010 says, "Piece of Heaven." I love the title. Me too.
Wonderful. Great.
Yes. Absolutely. Oh. And also another one here. Is there any place you haven't performed at that you would love to? Good question.
Oh, that is a good question. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
you know, of course, I'm sure you get this answer from everybody, but the Grand Ole Opry.
Amen.
That's everybody's dream. that's one place I would love to play that I probably will never get the opportunity to, but, you know, it would be amazing. So.
Yeah, I could see it. Let's start a petition and get Myra on the Grand Ole Opry.
I've been to Nashville a couple times, and I've visited the Ryman, but I haven't had a chance, you know. So maybe one of these days.
One of these days. I could see it. That would be so, so cool. I could see, you know, between, you know, little Jimmy Dickens and, you know, Toby Keith. Kenny Chesney, maybe, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Exactly. let's see here. Is there some more questions? If you guys have any other questions, please let me know. I'll read them. If you could open for anyone in the world, who would it be?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Yeah. Martina McBride. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I really, really love her singing. She's just amazing. And, you know, the thing about her is she stays grounded. You know, she did that Timeless album, and, you know, she kind of went back to her roots. She's just got an amazing voice. If I could open for anybody, it would be her. And I've opened for some great acts, you know, but as far as recent acts go, that would be my choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you. Wow, now the questions come in. A whole flow of them. A Reba fan for forever says, would you ever open up for Reba? Ooh.
Oh, I would love to. You know, I've actually got to open for her sister, Susie Luxinger, at a women's convention at a cowboy church in Fruitville. So
yay.
I got to hear some good Reba stories, yes.
Really? We had her on the show.
Really? Wonderful.
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. That is
so cool.
You got to open.
Yes. I was very blessed. That was a wonderful women's convention. She put on a great show.
Yeah, that is so, so cool. That is very cool that you got to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
We got to hear a lot of funny Reba stories, so.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Let's see here. Tim Garman asks, what part of Texas are you from?
Northeast. There you go. That's around the Paris, Texas area, so.
Beautiful. Want to make sure. We don't usually like to ask personal questions, but that was a fan question. Let's see here. Alan in the chat room, who is my crazy web designer, asks, has Myra ever ate Captain Crunch straight from the box?
Oh, yes. Who hasn't?
I mean, really, that is a crazy question, of course.
Who hasn't? Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Oh, you could always count on Alan to bring on the funny questions. You always can. He's a funny soul. let's see here. Any more questions, everyone? I would love to take them. And I was wondering, what was your favorite vacation spot? What's your favorite place that you've ever, you know, kind of got to enjoy, spend time at?
Seattle. Me and my husband went up there last year. Both of us always wanted to go to Seattle, and we just decided last year to just go. And we went up there and spent about 5 days, and it was the most relaxing, best trip of my life. So.
Oh, I can imagine. Oh,
yeah,
so
it was
cool.
Beautiful. It was beautiful, but it didn't rain. Yeah.
Of course it did. That always seems to happen when you want to go to that one place and then it just, you know, starts pouring.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's hilarious. So let's see here. Is there one performance that you have done that stands out in your mind more than others? Any particular place?
Anything particular? Let me see.
Good question, though.
I would have to say the very first time that I ever did a big show and I opened for Johnny Lee and Johnny Rodriguez, and that was just a fantastic show because I got to go backstage and meet them and get to really start mingling with artists. And that right there just was special to me because here I am just a small-town country girl you know, mm-hmm. and here I am getting to meet these greats, you know. I mean, Johnny Lee's got Urban Cowboy, you know. I mean, that's my love. That's my one of my favorite songs, you know. Mm-hmm. So it that really stands out to me, getting to do that festival with them.
Definitely. That is so cool. I've always wondered, you know, do you ever get starstruck or, you know, have kind of like a surreal,
yes.
oh, my goodness, kind of moment?
Yes, I did. Oh, I was. When I met T. Graham Brown, I was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean, I'm
yeah.
like that with every one of them, but, like, he was, you know, he's, I don't know, he just kind of, I was more starstruck with him than I was a lot of the others, but yeah, I get starstruck all the time.
I can imagine. I mean, how can you not? I mean, they're, you know, they're on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, you see them, you know, on the TV or hear them on the radio, and then you're finally face-to-face. It's a very surreal moment, you know?
It is. You're just like, oh, wow, this is here I am, and I'm in the same vicinity, you know?
It's true. It is very, very, very neat. Let's see here. Oh, here's another funny Alan question. Do you own a Snuggie?
Oh, yes, we own a Snuggie. We've got two of them.
Mm-hmm. You got to own a Snuggie.
I have kids.
You really do. Exactly. You have to have a Snuggie.
That's right. We
that
all have pillow pets,
yes.
too.
That is so cool. I love it. We only have time for one more question, everyone, because we are running out of time. It goes so fast when you're having fun. It's kind of weird.
It does. It sure does. Mm-hmm. We have had a blast.
I know. It's kind of true that time does go fast on the radio. Have you noticed
Oh, yes.
that?
I did want to mention, if it's okay, that I do have a television show coming up. It's called The Texas Pickin' Party, and it is set to air December the 8th so far on RFD TV. So if everybody would, just stay tuned and check your local listings, and that'll be coming out soon.
Awesome. That is so, so cool.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Oh, it's Rural TV. Excuse me, Rural TV. It's a sister channel to RFD TV. The Shotgun Red was RFD TV.
That is so cool. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Very, very neat. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that so everyone can check it out and know about it. Very cool.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt your questions or anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, absolutely. I'm absolutely not. I mean, I love to hear what you guys are, you know, what you're doing and stuff. And I really, after the show, I would love to keep in touch with you and see everything else that you got up your sleeve and are doing. It's not over.
Wonderful. Definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. We got two last questions here. First one.
Okay.
So what is next in your career that we can look forward to? Any goals? 2013.
Oh, 2013. Well, just getting out there more with my band. I finally got a band that's behind me. So we're getting more gigs and getting bookings, you know, and just getting out there and starting on a gospel CD. We're working on that. That's in the works. Actually, I have a single on my website called 10,000 Angels Cried. I did a version of that. That's a Lee Ann Rimes song. And so they could go check that out on my website. So just getting that gospel CD out there and checking out new material for a new one, another country CD, and we'll just see what doors open.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yes. Oh, goodness. Oh, another question came in. Okay, I need to ask it. You already mentioned it, but I think you made a new fan here that wants your website. So RebaFan4Forever was wondering if you could mention your website one last time.
Sure. It's myra Roland.com.
Perfect. And I'll post it for you, too, on Facebook. Yeah. So you could check out everything that Myra is doing and keep in contact. And here's Alan's question, last one for tonight here. So who is your favorite, Elmo, SpongeBob, or Big Bird?
Big Bird.
That's an important question. That's a hardcore question.
Big Bird.
Big Bird, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on Big Bird, so it's got to be Big Bird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, there you go. That's one of our hardcore Josie Show questions for you. We're so professional here, it's not even
funny.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
Thank you. I have to say, it was so much fun chatting with you, and thank you
thank
so,
you.
So much for coming.
I appreciate it so much, Josie.
Oh, thank you so much. And keep in contact, and we'll keep chatting with you. And anytime you have something new to promote or want to get the word out about something that you're doing, please contact us, and we'd love to have you back on anytime.
That sounds wonderful. You have a good night.
Oh, you too. And please tell your kids I say hi.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye. Myra Rowland, everyone. She's so, so sweet. That's so awesome. I had a lot of fun. I love making new friends. This is a lot of fun. Very, very cool.
Hey,
is my third guest here yet? What's going on?
You should moderate a presidential debate with these questions.
Wait, what'd you say? I can't hear you. Wait, what?
You should moderate a presidential debate with these questions.
These are very, very important questions that you're asking, Alan. I might ask my next guest, too. You never know. These are very hardcore questions, okay?
These are more exciting topics, that's for sure.
Yes, they're very, very important. Mhm. And Myra likes Big Bird, and I totally agree. Mhm. Oh, wait, yeah, oh, SpongeBob too.
Yeah,
oh, gosh,
yeah.
That's a hard one. Oh.
Gotta give a love to SpongeBob.
Okay, I like SpongeBob and Big Bird equally.
Okay.
That's
go.
It. Both, each half of my heart.
Share the love. Okay.
Yes. So real quick, I'm going to give some very special thank yous to some very great Facebook groups who've helped me along, fill up my guest books, John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Andrew from supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. These are just some great Facebook groups that have helped us. There are so many other Facebook groups you can get involved in to share your music or check out other kind of music, and it's very cool. Now, I want to give my producer the reins here really quick so she can she's really good at names. So.
Hey, Jeremy.
You're really good at names. Please
tell
us. What?
I'm kind of scared because we haven't heard from any squirrels in like an hour.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's good. It's okay.
They've done their piece for tonight.
Yeah, they've said their piece. We really need to.
Now we're moving past the squirrels. Okay.
The squirrels need to take a little nappy nap.
Yeah. So before we move on to our guests here that's coming up next, let's go through and let you know who is still coming on for the month of October. We still have Mike Seiler, Doug Briney, Jody Nix, Jerry Audley, Chuck Cusimano, and Brett Mullen. So remember, if you are interested in coming on the Josie Show, we are currently booking for April 2013. So get your email into me ASAP. Send it to Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com. That's J-O-S-I-E, show.com. That would be absolutely awesome.
Yes, and she's very nice, so she will not bite. And also I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be Drew Humes from the group Tim Castle and Young Southern. So please make sure you tune in on Sunday, October 14th for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. I'll also have some chart-topping country music and a great video to share, like I always do. So check that out. Tune into that show at www.southernstarnetwork.com. Then click on the Josie's Heart Country tab at the top. And enjoy. Have your appropriate beverages. I will have probably a soda or some milk. It depends if what mood I'm feeling. So please enjoy. Get some popcorn. You'll have a lot of fun. Invite your friends over. Make a slumber party out of it. Have fun. Just make a party. Come on. Let's do it. My guest here.
Yeah, where are your snuggies?
Yes, oh yes, and definitely bring those Snuggies. I will definitely bring my cheetah print Snuggies.
And if you don't have a Snuggie, we sell them on the online store. You could get a Josie Snuggie and sleep in Josie's head.
Yes, you can get a Josie Snuggie. That's absolutely right. So if you want to have my face on your Snuggie, then it's time to go to our Cafe Press. Oh, goodness. Oh, laddie. Yes, I'm very excited. My producer, I said that very some fancy-like, I'm going to bring on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome Roy Solis to the show. Big welcome.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, just fine, and yourself?
I am doing great. I am doing so, 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 so good. I'm so excited to chat with you.
Oh, likewise. Thank you for having me on your show. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to get to know you a little bit better and play some of your music. I know everyone else is excited. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm very excited. Basic question here. Can you share with us how your passion for making music all got started for you? How did music come to you?
gosh, Josie, you know, it's, I guess it's, it was a talent show I did in the fifth grade.
Yeah.
And I sang and I performed, and the my classmates just lit up. You know, the bleachers there at the gym, it was an old gym there, here where I'm from, and they all got on their feet and started dancing and stuff, and
oh, wow.
It was just this cool. It's like I knew right there this is what I wanted to start doing, and then the music teacher came up to me from the school and he said, "Man, if I was judging here today, I'd give you first place." And of course, it was fifth grade, so it was. But it was just the coolest experience ever. Of course, shortly after that, my voice went through a big old change, and I kind of left singing for a while. And you know, I kind of bummed out about that. And then I discovered, you know, country music. I started getting more and more into country, and so you know, here I am. You know, I kept pursuing that. So.
Wow.
But that's
and here you are now. That is very, very, a very, very cool story. I used to be in talent shows, too, and they are so, so much fun, especially, like you said, I mean, it must have been such a great feeling, people, you know, getting up and dancing with your singing. It must have been a really great motivational boost for you.
Yeah, no, it really was. It was just kind of like, it really was just the coolest experience ever. And I just decided to keep at it and kept playing guitar and trying to learn guitar. And then finally I started learning, you know, the chord progressions and stuff like that. And started doing some songwriting on my own. And we started a local band here. Then my producer kind of got a whiff of, he's from my hometown, and he got a whiff of, we were making some noise here and he was here one of the Christmases that he came down and he stopped by and visited with me and says, "Man, do you think we could, you want to go up and let's work on something, you know?" And I was floored by that. I was really, I mean, if you think we could do something, that'd be great. I'd love to, you know? And so we just started working on that record, and hopefully it'll completely be out here soon. We've had a couple of delays there on the road because we did a few changes to some of the production, but hopefully we'll be seeing it out here at the turn of the year, God willing. So.
Yeah, definitely. I really hope so. I'm very, very excited, and I would love to promote that bad boy when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I like to do that kind of that sort of thing. Very, very cool. And I said, you self-taught yourself guitar too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's very neat.
Pretty much by ear, and of course I had a few buddies that kind of helped me along the way, and so yeah, it's been a slow learning process, but finally I got it. My dad was a singer here locally, just you know, but he really didn't play guitar, and nobody in my family did. My mom sings beautifully, but nobody played guitar, so it took me a while before I got somebody to actually teach me a few chords, and then I kind of took off on my own.
Right. Oh, how cool. Very, very cool. Who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really listen to and kind of look up to?
Geez, there's just so many. Where I'm from, it's a big old melting pot of music from mariachi music to country music to Tejano music to hip hop to country to rock, you know, and so. But gosh, I'd have to say people like Willie Nelson, the Eagles, Garth Brooks, Billy Joel, and Roberta Flack. It's so many different influences. It's and a local gentleman that his name was Country Roller. His name is Country Roland as well. He's from the region here. He would sing a lot of the Spanish songs and he'd countryfy them, and it was really cool. It was really neat. Getting to hear these songs that we would sing out in the field. You know, I used to go up north to work in Michigan, when we would. We'd be out there, we'd be singing these songs, and then they were country rolling songs, you know, and he'd make Spanish songs into country, so that was just a really cool thing.
That is cool.
It was a very regional thing. Probably, you know, nobody's ever heard of them out there, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. You're original. I like that. That's very, very cool. I like that you have no direction, that you just like all different types of genres. That's kind of how I am, too, so that's really cool.
Yeah, I know, right? It's just I really do love music. I one of the things that's been lately, I feel like with so much, I mean, and I like hip hop, I get it and stuff, and it's really cool. But when I occasionally an artist like Adele will come along, and I think like, man, at least it kind of reminds me that the world's still in tune with stuff that's tasteful and really, really good and storytelling and stuff, and just beautiful music, beautiful voice and stuff like that. So I said, oh man, I guess as long as there's still an audience out there, there might still be a chance for me, you know.
Definitely. Absolutely. And Adele, I mean, her song's just, I mean, she's just a songwriter.
Wow.
Absolutely. Her Rolling in the Deep, that's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, and oh goodness, what is it? Someone Like You? I think.
Yeah, Someone Like You. Yeah.
Yeah, and Rumor Has It.
Yeah, I like Someone Like You, and she did one. I was looking in YouTube. She did one from, I guess it was the old, To Make You Feel My Love. I think it was an old Bob Dylan song, I think.
Yeah, definitely. She does like a lot of really cool songs, and also she takes some songs and kind of, you know, reinvents it and makes it her own, which is very, very cool. And also, but back to what we're talking about here. I'm kind of losing track here. sorry about that. But can you tell us a little bit about what music is like in South Texas? You're in South Texas, right?
Yes. South Texas, which, by the way, we're enjoying some beautiful weather out here in October. It's been like 90 degrees all day today. And
wow.
But South Texas music is, again, it's just a big old array and a melting pot out here, but there's a lot of accordion involved in a lot of the music down here, which I tried to add some of that into my upcoming single called Sippin' on a Six Pack. just mainly accordion and there's a lot of country music, no doubt, down here as well. I mean, George Strait's a very big influence to all of us down here. The honky-tonk down here, the two-step and music, the shuffles, stuff like that is very, very prominent down here. And, of course, actually, I'm going to a gig tonight, and those are the kind of songs that we play out there. Of course, I try and throw mine in there as well. So.
Yeah. Oh, how cool. You have a performance tonight. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Rock out.
It's at a local venue. It's a little hole in the wall here in town. We play there every time and chance we can. I want to take this opportunity, by the way, just say congratulations. I know you got a member of the CMA, right? Yeah, I remember I read that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was cool, your show. Congratulations. I just wanted to say that.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that means a lot to me because I'm a big fan of you and your music, and just hearing, some approval. Really approved. I like it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you for even having me on your show. You know, it means the world. It really does.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm just so glad that you came on the show. I'm very excited, you know, to play your music. Like I said, I am a fan of your music. And one of the songs that you actually mentioned already tonight that I'm very excited to play, Sippin' on a Six Pack. I'm so ready to play this song. So let's not delay. I am very excited for everyone to hear this on the show. So let's play it right now. Sip It on a Six Pack by Roy Solis. You guys will love this. Check it out.
Thank you.
Been so easy. scared that I caught, oh, this wouldn't be good. Change the voicemail on my phone. Says I'll be gone till I get back home. You can find me where nobody knows where I'm at. Doing up has never been so easy. Kicking back, sipping on a six pack. Just thinking about the job is too much work, but if I can go back, I'll lose my shirt.
That amazing song, and that is the probably the most catchiest song ever. Like, I can imagine that this song, when you perform it live, gets the whole crowd dancing and on their chairs. Just saying.
Yeah, it sure does, actually. It sure does. It is one of the first songs that we've actually performed, and I know we performed it at Tootsie's in Nashville when we went out there for Country Radio Seminar Week, and yeah, that was one of the ones that. The attention. You can always tell when a crowd kind of gets captivated. They kind of turn around, start listening, and yeah, that one's one of my personal favorites, actually.
Absolutely. Oh, that's so cool. It is one of my favorites. It's so catchy. You can't help but, you know, dance and groove to it. It's awesome. So for the new listeners there in the chat room and your new fans who love to groove to fantastic music like this, where can we purchase all of your music?
Well, actually, if you all would, anybody wants to hit me up there on Facebook at mm-hmm. Facebook.com, Royce Leaf, I'd be glad to send you all a copy of it and at no charge, actually. If you all hit me up mm-hmm. there, I'll be glad to send you. And if you'd like to get a copy, of course, it's available on iTunes. But if you want an actual copy, and I'll autograph that for you and send it to you, just give me your address, and we'll be glad to do that. So if you'd like a copy of that or copy of any of the other singles, we got copies from the singles that we send out to radio and stuff. And actually, I need to send you some too, Josie, in case.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I probably just like completely cut you off and added that. Yes, you do. Yeah. I would love that. It's awesome. Oh, that's so cool. I would absolutely love that so I can groove to it and play it super, super loud so everyone hears it.
Thank you.
Yes, anytime. So everyone, please check it out, and also I'll post all of the links and stuff. But can you also give, links to websites and social networking sites that you have for people to chat with you? Got some links.
Yeah, we got, first of all, the RoySolisMusic.com. That would be the primary mm-hmm. link that you could go to. And from there, we got the links available from our website for the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Reverb Nation, and the YouTube as well. Yeah. So pretty much if you just happen to go there to the main website, RoySolisMusic.com again, and you should be able to find the links to the Facebook page and YouTube and the Twitter and the Reverb, and which, by the way, mm-hmm. today I just got my producer for the video for Sipping on a Six Pack just send me a copy of it, but it still needs a little bit of editing, but we're just looking at it today, and so we're really excited about that. We're getting ready
to do that too.
So you guys are the first to know, by the way. So actually, he said it's not the show for anybody yet, but it'll be out like probably in a couple of days. We're going to make a few tweaks to it, but.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel so special knowing this information. Can I just say that? This is
awesome.
I
just got the text about an hour ago, and we were kind of watching it and stuff. And,
that is so cool. I can't wait to see everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. I am so into this. This is going to be awesome. the next song here of yours that I'm very excited to play is called Corpus Christi. Can you tell us a little bit about that song before we play it?
Sure, that song, I was here in my house, and my brother called me, and he said he was getting together with his, kind of funky story, he was getting together with his ex-wife. So he was getting together again with his ex-wife, and I said, where'd you all go for the weekend? He says, well, we went to Corpus Christi. And I said, hey, at you all's old stomping grounds? And he says, yeah, that's where we started going when we first started dating. Oh, cool, you know. And so they're happily married again, needless to say. And I went into the shower that day, and I started humming this little song. The intro was heading out to Corpus Christi, my old stomping grounds. And that's kind of what kicked it off. So that's the story.
Very cool.
The reason I asked is I've
always wondered, like, what that meant. And so I did not know that that's actually a place.
Yeah. Corpus Christi, it's actually a city that's right by the, it's in the Gulf of Mexico pretty much, on the coastal bend area, they call it, from Texas. It's so we're right in the Gulf of Mexico towards the south part of Texas. And it's a city there. They call it the sparkling city by the bay. So it's a very touristic area. So further south, though. I'm personally from, I grew up still about 2 hours away from their south yet, so.
Yeah.
Which I got another song called that talks about that, but I guess we'll talk about that later.
I would love to talk about that right after we played the song, because I want to know. Do
tell.
let's play your song right now, Corpus Christi, which I learned a lot. I did not know the information that you just told me, so that is so cool. I finally know what that means. So let's play that right now by Roy Solis. Let's play it.
Down at Corpus Christi, my old stomping ground, I can still see her hair in the wind against the lights of this town. I remember those days at the beach till the sun went down. The night took your innocence, baby, but our love was found. And days go by, life goes on, dreams will die, some live on. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think of me. I can still close my eyes
I did not forget. So can you please tell us?
No, I wrote another song regarding a place that's further south yet. It's called South Padre Island, and it's a little island we got that's about 30 minutes away from where I grew up. And there's a little place there called Wanawana. And I don't know if I was able to get you that song or not, but you can find it on YouTube. It's called Wanawana by Roy Solis, and it's on YouTube. And it just kind of talks about that whole place. It's a cool little hangout. Everybody goes there for spring break, and it's cool. I'm hoping that'll probably be my next release at the turn of January. So
yeah.
So hopefully.
Send it our way.
Yeah.
Would love that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that you're putting out some stuff that we can listen to, and anytime that you actually have something that you want to release or just anything to promote, please let us know, and we'd love to have you back on anytime or, anything that we can do to promote. That's what we do.
Oh, thank you, Josie. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. I would love to do that for you. And now, though, I have some fun questions that I would love to get to. So the first one here is, what's some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music, some hobbies?
Oh, man. it's just, I'm always thinking about music, and but I guess something else, right? Not music. Okay, I got to think of something else. Well, pretty much, I love bike riding. I've always, ever since, growing up here in the local barrios here from where I grew up in South Texas, we would always bike ride, and it was the coolest thing. We played cops and robbers and hide and go seek, and so till it was time until mom yelled that we had to come back home, bike riding, I still enjoy it to this day. Now we do trails, and we go into local trails here, and that's a lot of fun. We like to go fast. It's not fun unless we're going fast, and we always end up falling and hitting a stump or something, and so that makes it even funner. There's a path here that they call it the cycle path, and that's always a lot of fun. Somebody always gets wiped out on that one, so.
That was a lot of fun. You're a very outdoorsy person. Very, very cool.
Love it.
We
have a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. You and I are a very outdoorsy person, and I actually want to mention on our page, we actually have we like to post pictures of the guests that we have coming up, and we have a picture of you that's on our site, and there's a picture of you outdoors with your guitar, and I just have to say that's the coolest picture ever.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
cool.
That was outside. We were doing that for tailgate party, and.
So
that was our very, very first release, and we did get airplay. I guess it was in about it ended up being a total of 300 radio stations nationwide on Tailgate Party. Actually,
wow.
Tailgate Party was actually also picked up by it's my favorite team. I know not everybody's a Dallas Cowboy fan, but the official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys picked it up and started featuring at their tailgate parties, which Star Sports Stores is the name of the company. And they actually picked that up, and they were playing it out there. Actually, they're still playing it before the games at their tailgate parties. So we actually cut a version of that that said everybody's joining the Cowboy Nation. So for all the Cowboy fans out there, I know Don is a we spoke about that. He's a big Cowboy fan.
Absolutely. You look like you are just having a ball. You're like, you have your glasses on, looking all cool and stuff, and you're just chilling. It's so cool. Very nice. I just had to say, that's a really, really cool picture. I'm glad that we got that on there. But another fun question for you. Have you ever had any kind of crazy, on stage moments that you could share? Anything embarrassing happen on stage, live and in person?
Oh, man. I guess, geez.
Love that question.
We've had some crazy moments on stage out here at the honky tonks we play at. I always like getting people on stage with me, and we got into a push-up contest, believe it or not, on stage once.
Cool.
And it was in the middle of a performance. I don't know where in the world that came from, but next thing I know, we were doing push-ups and see who could do more push-ups on stage. So that was
hilarious.
Of course, I lost, but
I would have too, so don't worry.
But I don't know how that happened. All of a sudden, I mean, we were in the middle of a performance, and some guy went up there, and I think he wanted to sing a song. I said, "Yeah, man, we'll do it." And then some next thing I know, we're doing push-ups and see who was gonna beat who.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's the short version of that story, but yeah.
I love that. Your performances sound like a lot of fun. Like they're just, off the cuff. You never know what could happen, sort of thing.
Yeah, I really do try and just do that. Just keep it fun all the time. And life's too short not to have fun. So we really do try and just keep it spontaneous. And I always enjoy getting anybody and everybody up there. And even though sometimes it's cost me, a scold or two, because I'll get somebody that really didn't know how to play harmonica, or they said they would.
Yeah.
So they said, "I'm a real good harmonica player." Yeah, come on up. And next thing I know, we're halfway through the song. It's like, oh my gosh, this ain't sounding too good right now.
Oh my gosh. That is hilarious. Oh my goodness. Your performances are like a lot of fun and something I would totally be into. One of these days I have to come and see you perform live. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, or maybe we'll go out there one day, God willing. So.
Yeah, definitely. You can come over here or I can come over there. It's fine. Either way, I'm going to see you perform and totally have a blast. I could tell.
Thank you. We've got to perform together one of these days.
Oh, yeah. Totally. We definitely will. Because, after the show, it's totally not over. I love to keep in contact with my guests. I mean, I think of them as, part of the Josie Show family. So, welcome to the
Absolutely.
Family.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I also, I was very excited to hear that, I read it, that Hank Jr. heard your song, right?
Hank Williams Jr.
Yeah.
Just heard my song Teenage Girl, and I freaked out.
Yeah, that is cool. That is too cool. That is like, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. Wow. I mean, I still don't know. I still don't know how that happened, so I'm just stunned.
Yeah. Well,
it was amazing because I have a mentor named Leah McKinney from Conscious Entertainment, and she actually she knows him and played it for him, and I'm like, really? Woo! Wow!
Yeah.
There we go. But it was really neat.
It's so interesting how it happens though that from one day, you record that song, you never know who's going to hear it, and you just don't know what kind of doors it's going to open for you at times. And next thing you know, you're one place one day, and then the very next day you're somewhere totally
different.
You never
know.
I think that's just so cool, and I guess in life in general. But yeah, that is too cool.
It's true. It's so true. And I'm just learning that. I mean, you've been doing this, you know, just you are really great. You've been doing this for a long time, and you just have a natural gift for it. And it's really amazing. And I always say I'm very inspired by the artists that, you know, I have on my show, because they kind of got me into, you know, singing. I started getting, you know, inspired because I have so many singing guests. I'm like, I want to do that too. And so I have to give most of the credit to my guests for sure for doing that. So, yes. And I think you are amazing, and I hope to have you back on the show. We actually ran out of time. It goes so crazy. It goes so fast on the show. But I would love to have you back on anytime you are free. Please let us know.
Oh, thank you. I want to let you
get
back on the show.
Yes, that is an open invitation for sure, that you can come back anytime. We would love that. And we'll keep in touch because I have Facebook and all the other fun stuff. We'll still talk.
We sure will, Josie. And thank you. Thank you, really. This is one of the smoothest interviews I've had up to now. So, and I thank you for that.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'm glad it went smooth. I like to just, you know, just talk. I'm a good talker. I talk a lot. I talk a lot, so it works. But I had a lot of fun talking with you. Thank you so, so much. And we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Roy Solis, everyone. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Love it. Awesome. I had so much fun with all three of my guests tonight. We just had so much fun and such great guests. I mean, I had so much fun with all three of these wonderful people. Layla Hansen, Myra Rowley, and Roy Solis. Hello?
Hey, I got a TV announcement.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
If you're ever bullied, play some big hard nuts and you throw it at them. Or if you don't shower, bullies won't go near you because you'll smell bad.
What? Oh, my goodness.
It's very important.
You know what? You are cray-cray. Okay, can I just say you are crazy. All right.
And support Big Bird.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm totally laughing at your post that you put in the chat room. Josie will become a superstar. Yeah, right. We'll go to put her hands in cement in Hollywood. Josie will be all, no way, that's gross. That's funny.
This
as long as they have, you know, some antibacterial wipes afterwards, I should be okay.
You. And by a number tween. Is that really a number? It must be a number. I saw it on Twitter. It must be true.
Well, so if it's on Twitter, it must be true.
All right. Now
let's
get on to the next segment.
Oh, okay. So, let's continue here for our featured song of the week segment. Can we play a little jingle? Do we have that jingle? Oh, okay, we'll just play the song. It's all good. My mother's like, oh, let's play the song because I really can't find it. Okay, so here we go. It's going to be a treat for you guys. Now, do you guys remember the song The Dance by Garth Brooks? Well, our show friend, Wally Montgomery, put a new inventive twist on the song, and we have it for you guys tonight. So take a listen, The Dance, done by Wally Montgomery.
Song.
There we go. There it is. Thank you. Thank you. I love it. finally, now we can actually continue The Dance. By Wally Montgomery. Let's do it.
Looking back on the
loved it, and that was The Dance, and that was a song originally by Garth Brooks, and he and Wally Montgomery did a little twist to that song, and I absolutely loved it, and I hope you guys loved it too. And that was our concluded our original song segment, best original song segment. I hope you guys loved it. Now I'm going to cue my producer Tina Marie, aka Momager. Or Momaducer, whatever you want to call her. Oh, Momaducer sounds weird. Never mind.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, it sounds really weird. It's not a bad word, but it just sounds really weird.
It does.
So let's just, yeah.
All right, so before we get on to some important news for artists and for those who enjoy voting for their artists for things, the very first thing that I wanted to do.
I like to vote for my artists and things.
Okay.
I call them my artists. I vote for my artists and things.
I'll give you some information on how you can do that. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
But first, we have a big congratulations to Miss Josie here.
Announcement.
What?
I have another PSA.
Okay.
Josie, don't put on your slippers. They're full of oatmeal.
Oh, my gosh.
I think Peanut's a bully. Okay.
I think so, too. Let's continue.
Okay. So now, the super great news here for Miss Josie, which she wants to share with everybody, so
what?
Make sure that we get it out there. Yes, for you. Fishing Country Now Radio, FCNR charts. Let's talk about that. So anyways, you have been working super hard, and so has everyone.
Tell me something good.
Yeah. So is everyone on the team
of FCNR.
And
I don't
understand.
Do fish listen to radio?
What?
Let's get through this.
So we wanted to say congratulations to you because everybody has been working super hard, sending in requests to the radio station.
FCNR.
Yes.
.net.
Sending in requests to the radio station to hear your song, Teenage Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they have put it on rotation, playing on all of their different shows that they have.
I like rotations.
Mm-hmm. They've even sent it out to radio stations.
I like radio stations.
Yes, they've been super, super great.
Mm-hmm.
And because of all of that action, not only did your song hit their charts.
Ooh, I hit charts.
But your song has now moved up a couple of times.
I moved up.
And now has made it to... Number 10 on the charts. Woo!
How did I move up to 10 so quickly?
Woo! Because you've been very nice on Facebook and you've been begging people to request your song.
Yes, that's true. That is true. I have been doing that. But wow, 10 already? I mean, I know I ask you guys, but I mean, I didn't expect those 10. Thank you guys so much. That is amazing.
Yes. So
this time, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I'm not for right now. So big time thank you guys so much for, requesting my song. That's amazing. Number 10, I'm still shocked. I mean, number 10, that's, wow, number 10.
Made it to the top 10, so we're pushing ahead.
Wow.
That's right. And we have got some wonderful friends of the Josie Show and personal friends of yours. That are number 1 and number 2 on the charts. Our good
I know. Debbie Kelly.
Yes, our good friend is number 1.
And
Bonnie McGill is at number 2.
See, I know these
I
things.
I know. In between there somewhere,
people.
There's Lee Bryce.
Uh-huh.
In between there, there's like Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney, what?
Yeah, so you're just going to have to, say, excuse me, Kenny.
See, that's what you don't do. See, that's what you don't do.
Oh, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Oh, he won't mind,
he
hopefully.
Won't mind. He's
I'm nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
All of your friends said congratulations.
Yep,
I wanted to give you the opportunity to tell everybody thank you. And
yes, thank you.
Please keep the requests coming in, right?
Yeah, please keep the requests coming in for Teenage Girl to FCNR.net. And also, I really want to congratulate the wonderful Debbie Kelly for the number 1 spot, and Bobby McGill is number 2.
Bonnie McGill?
She's number 2. So
yes,
that's That is amazing.
So you want to go
on, girls. You got it. Go power over here.
You want to go share some other spot with them. Okay.
Awesome.
Now let's talk about another serious, wonderful thing.
I'm fine for taking number three, though. It's okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. I just want to be up there with them.
Why are you going to keep this borrow number one for like a second? You'll give it right back.
Yeah. Don't worry, Tabby. Can I just borrow it for like just 2 seconds and I'll give it right back?
Trust
me.
2 seconds and then you give it right back.
Okay.
We're just so excited. Okay. It's so funny. We're just borrowing now.
I love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
So one of the things that you have coming up, starting October 26th, is you are hosting season one.
I know, Journey to Gold. Yeah.
You are hosting the Dream Quest Challenge section.
I know. I'm very excited. I'm very excited. Keep sending in those great songs and keep going. Continue.
Yeah, we're going to tell you how. So what you're going to do is go to journeytogold.com, journeytogold.com, click on the picture for Dream Quest Challenge. And once you click that picture, it'll take you to a page. You'll see Josie's face as the host this year. And below that, you'll see a link where you can click to submit your music. And what it is we want to hear your story. We want to hear your story, how you're chasing the gold. So put in your story, send in your music, your picture and bio gives you all the instructions. But we really, really want you to join. There will be celebrity judges and celebrity guests on a weekly basis coming on to talk, and Josie will be there spinning some music and talking to some great people. So it is going to be awesome. The other part of this is for our listeners, if you would like updates on what's happening with Journey to Gold and to be able to vote for your favorites in the contest once it starts, and also to be eligible to win an iPhone 5, here's what you need to do. You need to text number 411-247 and text the word gold, G-O-L-D. So text the word gold, G-O-L-D, to text number 411-247. That will put you in for a list of updates as the show starts getting started and gets rolling in the middle there.
And you may win an iPhone 5.
You will be eligible to win an iPhone 5, and you'll be able to vote for your favorites in the contest once the Dream Quest Challenge begins on the 26th of October. But we are taking contestants' music right now, so make sure you enter, and we are asking for you to go ahead and do the texting right now so that you are ready and you're hearing everything that's going on and you're entered.
Yes, and now, really quick.
Voting is unlimited, so let's make sure everybody knows that. You can vote for your favorites over and over and over and over.
Sounds good. Really quick, though, when I found out that I was able to do this, can I just say I was very honored, especially because I can't give any details yet as of right now, but just hearing some of the people that are also involved in this, I was very, very, very shocked and very stunned and honored to even be considered for doing something like this. I could never imagine that I would be doing this. So this is awesome. Season one, we're going to rock it out. Dream Quest Challenge, journeytogold.com. Please check it out.
Submit your music.
Submit it.
Text gold to number 411-247 so you can get updates and be eligible to win the iPhone 5, and then you will be ready to be able to vote by phone for your favorites in the contest as it begins to roll. But do all of that now. Text now so that you're ready to roll and submit your music right now.
Please
so you
do
can
it.
Get in right on the ground floor. It's what you want to do. That is awesome.
Sounds great. And we're actually running out of time, so before we get yelled at by the woman that has the amazing accent, by the way, please teach me that accent. Oh, I love it. Anyway, we are running out of time, but I just want to thank you guys so, so much for coming on the show, all of my three guests. It was so, so much fun. I had a blast. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Really quick before I go, though, please check out my music site, josiepasantino.com. My single, Teenage Girl, is on iTunes, Amazon, on my websites, josieshow.com, josiepasantino.com. You'll be able to find it. Some of the proceeds go to helping keep music programs in schools. So it's a win-win. You get a fun song I hope you guys like. And also it helps kids in music and to keep doing music in schools, because it helped me. It got me just so it just totally influenced me into making my dreams come true and continuing music. So please check it out, josiepasantino.com, Teenage Girl. I hope you guys like it. What else do I need to talk to you guys about? Yes, the Podcast Awards. Whew, I almost forgot. Goodness. The Podcast Awards. Please vote for nominate. Yes, please nominate if you guys have the time. It takes only a couple seconds, right? Yeah. for the Josie Show under the entertainment category. Takes 2 seconds. It's very easy to do, and we would really appreciate it. And it's at podcastawards.com. So please check it out. And the banner is also at the top of josieshow.com. So you could just click on that, and it'll go directly there. Type in the Josie Show. And I think they ask for a web address, too, josieshow.com as well. So, you know, just do that if you guys can, and we would really, really appreciate it. And thank you guys so, so much for tuning in. The Josie Show may not be rebroadcast or used in any way without prior written consent from The Josie Show. All rights reserved.